Maseches Kiddushin begins at the very beginning, like all Maseches. Ha'isha nikvis b'shalosh drachim. A woman is literally purchased three different ways. Okay, we'll see exactly what that means, why the Lashon is used as Kinyan as opposed to as Mekadesh, which the Lashon is the Maseches is Kiddushin. But here it says, Ha'isha nikvis b'shalosh drachim, v'kona es atma, and she's able to go free, so to speak, b'shtei drachim, in two ways. And now the Mishnah explains. Nikness, how does she be kona? How does a man able to take a wife for kiddushin? That works b'kesef, b'shtar, u'bibia. That could either work through kesef, which is using some sort of money, b'shtar, via a contract, u'bibia, marital relations. That would establish kiddushin. It's very important for us to understand the difference between kiddushin and yisumin at the outset. Kiddushin is just the part which they used to do a year before the marriage, where a husband would say to a woman, Harei Mekudeshesli, and she would then become usher to everybody else. The two of them are not yet married. That's what we call today engaged. But that was an old standing tradition, i.e. where there was Kiddushin. That is the first stage in the marriage process. There would be the two and later. So this Kiddushin could be done via Kesef Shtar Ubebiyah. How does it work for Kesef? Beshame Omer, Beshame says, the Diner Ubeshava Diner. Whether it's a Diner, which is a monetary amount, or a Shava Diner, or the something equivalent to a Diner. Beis Hillel Omer, Beis Hillel would explain, he says, Bepruta Ubeshava Pruta. He says, a different value of Pruta Ubeshava Pruta. What's the difference between the two? So, Vakami Pruta, what is a Pruta? Echot Mishmona Be'itai Italki. That is one-eighth of an Isser and of Italki. So, explain, Italki is really Italia, which is from some sort of, from Yavin, Italki. One-eighth. Now, what exactly is that? So, in the copy, I looked it up this morning. It's one-eighth of what, which is of a Sela, of an Isser, excuse me. An Isser is 1/24 of a Diner. So, that comes out that Beis Hillel's amount is 1/902 of the amount of Beis Shammai. That's the difference between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. The Kona es Atma, and a woman, literally, Kona es Atma, where she purchases herself, but what it really means figuratively is that she now has the ability to marry somebody else in two paths. To guess, whether it's through a divorce, or if her husband dies. The famous story of Rebbe Akiva Eiger, where there was a recalcitrant husband. The husband did not want to give his wife a guest, so Rebbe Akiva Eiger used to have an office on the second floor, and a man shows up who's not giving his wife a guest, and Rebbe Akiva Eiger looks at this man, he says, look, you've got two choices now about how you and your wife are going to terminate your marriage. You could either, chosen this Mishnah, either beget, either with a divorce, or b'misa sabal, or the husband's going to die, which means you're going to die. He looks at Rebbe Akiva Eiger and he laughs. He says, what do you mean? Anyway, so the guy says, I'm not giving my wife a get, I'm leaving her in Aguna. What happens? He leaves the office, he trips, he falls down the flight of stairs and he dies. Don't mess with Rebbe Akiva Eiger. Okay, next, Hayavama. Yavama is, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and Reuven is married to a young lady, and unfortunately Reuven dies without having any children. So now all of a sudden Shimon has to marry her. How does that work? Hayavama and Nikness, that can only work with one way. That only works Bibia, as opposed to Kesef and Shtar, which we said by a normal relationship. Vikona es Atma, and the wife goes free from the status of Yibam, Bechalisa, where her husband does, when she does Chalisa on her husband, Ubimisa Tayavam, or if Shimon would die prior to doing Sia, then she can go free. Okay, now the Gemara is going to speak about the language used in our Mishnah. Excuse me, the language in the Mishnah is Ha'isha Niknes. The woman is purchased. Kona, Lashon of Kenyan, asks the Gemara a question, Ha'isha Niknes. Maishna Hachidetani Ha'isha Niknes. Why does it start our Perek with the words, the woman is koned, is purchased, umayshna husband, as opposed to over there? Over there is referring to the first Mishnah and the second Perek. You all know that because you all learned the Mishnayis for the Mishnayis test coming up this Friday. Umayshna husband, over there in the beginning of the second Perek, ditani ha'ish mikadish. That it doesn't say the Lashon of Kenyan. There are two differences. We're only going to focus on one difference right now. Why does it start off the second Perek by saying ha'ish mikadish, Lashon of Kiddushin? Kiddusha, some sort of sanctity. Our Mishnah starts off with Niknes, that Mishnah starts off in the Kaddish. Answers the Gemara, because we shouldn't be Kabbalah, Mishnah Kesef. Because our Mishnah wants to teach us and wants to teach us this concept of Kesef, that a woman could be, quote-unquote, purchased with money. So since it wants to talk about money, therefore it uses the language of Kinyan. Asks the Mishnah as part of the answer, even though it comes out as a question form. Rashi points out that this is really part of the answer. The kesef minolan. How do we know that kesef effectuates kiddushin? Says the Gemara. We learned it out from the Gzeirah Shavah. Gamer kicha kicha mispei Ephron. We learned out this concept of kicha kicha mispei Ephron. What is kicha kicha mispei Ephron? That means it's a Gzeirah Shavah. It uses the word yikach when Avram goes to purchase the field from Ephron, and it uses the lashon of yikach when we're talking about a man marrying a wife. So since it uses the same language in both places, therefore the mechanism by which one could purchase a field is going to be the same as one purchasing a wife. It's a Gemara question. See, Hacha, it says over here by our case of Kiddushin, Ki yikach ish isha, when a man takes a woman, Uksiv Hasim, and it says over there, when Avram purchases the land from Ephron Achiti, Narsati Kesef Hasada, Kach, Mimeni, emphasis on Kach, because that's the language of Yikach, of taking. Okay, so therefore it says Kicha by both places. One could say homiletically, a very beautiful verse, which I heard from Rabbi Leibowitz, the name of a guy by the name of Josh Berlitz, found in Atlanta, that really there's a lot of parallels between the two, because when Avram and Ephron were making the deal, Avram says, oh my gosh, I'm getting a piece of Eretz Yisrael for just 400, for just 400 shekels. So that's, I win. I get the better part of the deal. Ephron says, I'm getting 400 shekels for that piece of land? So each one thought they were getting a better end of the deal. What's a healthy marriage? When the husband says, I get to marry that woman, I get the better end of the deal. The woman says, I get to marry that man, I get the better end of the deal. When each one views themselves as getting better at better end of the deal, that's a successful marriage. Anyway, the Gemara continues, Uksiv Hasim, and it says over there, Nasati Kesef Hasadeh, I give the money of the field, Kach Nimeni, Kach, again, okay, that I took from you. The kicha ikrei kinyan. Anytime the Gemara uses Mishnah, excuse me, the pasuk uses the word kicha, lakach, that really is referencing a kinyan, an acquirement. Dichsi, because we have this in a number of places. Number one, we have this in Bereshit, referring to the purchase. Hasada asher kana Avraham, the field in which Avraham purchased, turning over to Amud Beis. Inami, similarly, before the Jews left Eretz Yisrael at the time of Yirmiyah, when they were going down to Bavel, Yirmiyah told the people, make sure you purchase fields and get all their, the starter cows. Inami, sados the kesef, what? Yiknu, Russian Kenyan. So we see that Kicha really is a Kenyan, and hence that's why the Mishnah, which tells us that one of the ways of Kedushin is through kesef, is explained to us, and it works through the Russian of Kenyan. It uses the word Kenyan as opposed to that of Kedushin. That's why it says Tani Haisha Niknis. That's why it says in our Mishnah, the woman is Konis. To ask the Gemara, okay, so very good, I know now why in Perek Aleph it starts off by saying Haisha Niknis. But in Perek Beis, it should have said what? It should have said also Haish Kona or something along those lines. Keep it parallel. Use the word Kenyan here in Perek Aleph and Perek Beis. Why does Perek Beis start off with Mekadesh Bo Yosef and Bishlucho? It uses the Lashon of Kiddushin over there. Says the Gemara Vinisnei Hakam, let us say over there in the beginning of the second parak, Ha'ish Kona, that the man purchases, that the man acquires, says the Gemara the following. Me'ikara, initially, which is in the beginning of our Masechta, Tani Lishna Da'araisa. It wants to use not a way of working that it is Da'araisa, but rather a Lashon that the Torah uses, Lishna Da'araisa. Ulubasof, and at the end of the day, meaning at the beginning of the second parak, Tani Lishna Derabanan. It wants to use the language that the Rabbanan use, and the Rabbanan use the language constantly that of Kiddushin. Ask the Gemara, Umay Lishna Derabanan, what is the language that the Rabbanan use? Answers the Gemara, the Asrla Akule Oma, that when he is Mekadesh her, he ushers her to the entire world, Kimo Hektish, just Kihektish, just like Hektish. And Tosus explains, that what does that mean? The Tosfos explains that the two of them engage in a unique relationship, that now all of a sudden she becomes usher to everybody else in the world. It's similar to Hektish, that if I take the table, I makdish it, it now becomes usher to human beings. Okay, so that's the expression of that of Kiddushin. Says the Mishnah, it continues. Why is it now we're going to...
Can you find the Pasuk in the Torah that Hektish?
But not in comparison to that of marrying a wife. Meaning it wants to keep the Zeresh, it wants to keep the parallel between the two. Now, the Gemara continues, and the Gemara now wants to know, we spoke about this, I mentioned this, I alluded to this earlier, in terms of the direction of the Kenyan. You could say, the door, I shut the door, or you could say, the door was shut. Saying the same thing, but one is active and one is reflective. Ask the Gemara, v'nisnei hacha, and say here, not ha'isha niknes, the woman was acquired, but rather ha'ish kona. that the man acquired. Why do we say reflexive? If you ever wrote this on an English paper, the English teacher would correct it and say passive language. I think even Word does that for you now. You don't have to worry about that. V'nis ve'halcha ish kodesh. That is the Gemara. Mishum dekabayu l'mis ne'sefa. We said using the ratio, the beginning of the Mishnah, to set up the second half of the Mishnah. What is the second half of the Mishnah? When the woman goes free from the relationship of the man. What does it say? Vikona es asma, vikona es asma. That she goes free. And that is bidida. That is up to her, not up to him. She is, so to speak, in charge of. So kone nami resha, since in the second half it's up to her, we want to keep things parallel. Remember, in the olden days, they didn't have gemaras in front of them. It was primarily Persh Balpet, so it always like to keep things parallel in order to make it easier to say. So kone nami resha, bidida. The resha also starts with her. Ask the gemara again, v'nisnei, so say the following, ha'ish kone, make it parallel. But make it parallel in the following direction. Ha'ish kona. Start off by saying the man acquires as opposed to the woman is acquired. Ha'ish kona. Umakne. And he, I guess, she acquires. Umakne would be the way to say umakne sa'isha la'atma. That she kona hurts herself and goes free in that way. Says the Gemara, there's one way where she's not really doing anything. How so? Mishum de'ika misa sabal. Remember, there are two ways a woman goes free. One of the ways is he gives a get, that would be makna. But one of the ways is he dies. Is anybody doing anything? Is he disacquiring her by doing that? No. Delav il kamakne, he's not the one who's doing anything that he's giving her away, you know, that's making her free. Ella what? Minshmayer huja kamakne le. Rather, that's happening from up in Shemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch is pulling all the strings, and that our time of death is dependent upon him. And since he is not doing anything, rather it is being done. Therefore, it wants to say from her perspective, and that's why we use reflective language. That's one answer. Another answer the Gemara gives, Ebay saying, if you want, I'll tell you. E Tana, if the Tana would have said Kona, that he Konas her three different ways, Havamina, I would have thought the following, Afilu Bal Karka, even if it's against her will. If you would have said, Ha'ish Kona, a man acquired. So you would have thought that she's like this table. I can go over to the table and buy the table. The table has no choice in the matter. Ah, so it says no. I would have thought like that. So Mishum, I would have thought, Afilu Bal Karka. Tana, therefore the Tana says in our Mishnah, Isha Nikne, a woman is purchased, which is giving her a little bit of hand in this, that as we say what? Zimidaita in, with her knowledge, yes. Shalomidaita, lo. That not with her knowledge, it would not work. Okay, so now we know why, two things. Now we know in our Mishnah why it says, why it uses the language of Kenyan, and now we know why it starts off with the Isha as opposed to the Isha. Now, the next word that's troubling in our Mishnah is the number three. Now, for those of you who take it Hebrew, you know, Shalosh is Lashon of, that is a feminine language, as opposed to Shlosha, which is masculine language. Ask the Gemara, Umayi Eryadikani Shalosh, why does it use the language of Shalosh, which is feminine? Listen, Shlosha, it should use the word Shlosha, which is masculine. Right, because always the Torah tries its best, most places to use masculine language. Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Kabbalah, let's say Derek. Because it's going to say, Shlosha, what? It's going to say, Shalosh, Drukin. Three ways. Now, Derek is feminine, which we think. The Derek, Lashon Nekevahu. Don't get so excited because we're going to change that up. But for right now, the answer is that Derek is feminine language, Dixie, because it says, when we accepted the Torah, V'odata Lahem, let them know, as HaDerek, the path, Yelchu Ba, stays head, as opposed to Yelchu Bo, for those of you who are linguists. And if you're not linguists, it's also Yelchu Bo. You just don't know that. So anyway, so it says Yelchu Bo, and it says Derech, therefore, is feminine. Therefore, the Mishnah uses the language of Shalosh. But now, the Gemara is going to ask a problem. There's something called a Zav. A Zav is somebody who has some sort of a mission, and there's two ways of having a Zav. There's a number of ways of having a Zav, but for our purposes, we'll do it like this. A male who has who has blood coming out of his muscle, therefore he could be a Zav. But we have to check, because if it's Ba'onas, if it's accidental, he does not become a Zav. He does not become a Zav. Therefore we have to check. So ask the Gemara. So just remember that there are seven ways of checking. Now the key word here is going to be what? Derech. There will have this time to be learned in a bright, b'shiva drachim boskenes azav. There are seven ways we check out a Zav. And what number do we, how many ways? Seven. But what do we say? Shiva, with a hey at the end. That means it is Zocher is masculine. Wait, you just said Derech is feminine, but all of a sudden Shiva Drachim, that seems to be masculine, but Shiva Drachim, both genesis of. Ask the Gemara, Nisnei Sheva, shouldn't it say Sheva, seven in the feminine? Says the Gemara, Mishum Gedali, when Nisnei Derech, because it wants to say the word Derech. Vashkan Derech, and we see that Derech, the Ikre Wash and Zocher. And Derech, a path, could also be in the masculine. Zichzi, because it says in Pasuk, the Derech Echad, in one way, Echad, with a dalet at the end, Yesu Elecha, they went out to battle, Ubeshiva Drachin, Yanusu Lecha Zufanecha. Ubeshiva, with a hay at the end, which is also masculine, they ran before you. So we see from the Pasuk and from the Mishnah that Derech could be masculine as well. So now we have a problem. Because on the one hand, the Gemara gives an answer, right? It answers up individually the question by Zav, but now we have a global problem. What's the global problem? What's the global problem? Is Derech masculine or is it feminine? When it came to our Mishnah seems to say that Derech was feminine because we said Shalosh Drachim, and he brings a Pasuk that also backs it up. On the other hand, when it came to Zav, we said in the masculine Bishiva Drachim, and there it seems to be in feminine, and they brought a pasuk to back it up. So now you have, on the one hand, Derech sometimes is masculine, and sometimes Derech is feminine. Ask the Gemara that question. Ihaki, if so, Kashu Kroy Hadade, we have a kashu, we have a difficulty from one pasuk onto the other pasuk. The kashu Nami Masnitin Hadade, we also have a kasha from the Mishnah on one to the other, that one time it uses masculine and one time it uses feminine. And we like to be consistent, so is Derech. Again, if you walk into a class and you ask the teacher, what is Derech? One time she'll tell you Matthew, one time she'll tell you Simon, you say, I need a new teacher. What's going on here? Says the Gemara the following. Derech is not the defining quality, but Derech is defining something else. That something else will tell us what Derech is. Ha-ha. By here, when it says, the Pasuk, Vodato Mehemet HaDerech Yelchu Ba, that I'm showing you the way, the path in which to walk in, the B'Torah Kai, it's referring to the Torah, and the Torah, B'Torah Ikre, Lush, and the Keva. And the Torah is called feminine, Dixi, because it says in Pasuk, what? We know this Pasuk because we sing it all the time, Torah Hashem, Tamima, Mishivas, Nafesh, and it says Torah Hashem is Tamima, Tamima is Lush, and the Keva, because it's got the hay hand, it doesn't say Torah Hashem, Amen, it says Torah Hashem, Tamima, Mishivas, Nafesh. So therefore, that's feminine, the cost of law. So therefore, when we say Derech, Belash, and Rekeva, we use the feminine quality. Hasam, but on the other pasuk, where it says, I'm going to check that B'Shiva Drachim, Yanusu Lefanecha, when he uses masculine, Zibba Muhammakai, that's talking about war. And who goes to war? Men. The Darko Shalish Lasos Mochama. It's the way of a man to go to war. Vain Darko Shalisha Lasos Malacha. It's not a way of a woman to go to war. Cost of law, Belashan Zocher. Therefore, right, it's Belashan Zocher. Okay, so now we've solved the difficulty in the crooked. We have Mochama versus Torah. Torah is feminine, Mochama is masculine. Okay, and the Derech is only referencing that. What about the Mishnayis? Masnitsin Hadadi Lo Kashin. Also, the Mishnah is not, he says, not a Kashin. Ha-ha, here in our case, referring to Kiddushin, the Legabe Ishikai, it's talking about a woman, Haisha nickname, the woman is acquired, therefore what? Lashim Akeva. We use the feminine, and we use the word Shalosh Hasam. But vis-a-vis of, only by a man is there a distinction in its flow between something that's accidental that could have been caused by eating or drinking as opposed to a female. By a female, there's no difference. Hansen, the Lagabe Ishkai, there, because it's talking about a man, the Darko Shal Ishli Badek, it's a way of a man to check how the Zav happens, the In Darko Shal Ishli Badek, but it's not the way of a female to check, Jehaisha Nami, because the woman also, the owner, when she's the owner, Tmeya, she's Tamei, therefore Tani, Lashon Zachar. Therefore, it says Zachar, because the who does the checking? Only a man. A woman doesn't check. And since a man checks and not a woman, and with the emphasis here is on checking, not on the word Derech, therefore the language of masculine is used. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure learning you today. Here's the show. We'll continue tomorrow from this spot.